Welcome back, everybody. So this is Sharon Sarles, and this is recorded for Jesus' Name Austin, all the Jesus' Name societies. You know, I love people, and I see them having difficulty with this one point, that they think all church, and therefore God, is like the church that they knew when they were a child, or that somebody else knew when they were a child. I'm beginning to find out that it's now just a story, and it's not even a memory. But not all churches are alike, and so there is a story that all churches are all taken up in talking about sin and being very judgmental, and I've been flabbergasted about that particular story for decades until I actually found a church like that. All right, so there are some churches like that. Now I know, but not all churches are like that at all. And maybe one of the reasons that people say this is because there are so few of them. Maybe it's because they are loving their sin and they just don't want to ever be questioned. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. But anyway, not all churches, very few talk about sin all the time. There is such a thing as sin, and now very seldom do churches talk about it. Maybe not enough, but maybe you had one like that, that was always like that, and not preaching the promises, not a balanced, but not all of them are like that. So that's one. And another one is, well, it's just a bunch of dead rituals, incomprehensible. Well, there are some churches like that, but not all. And nothing, no church should be incomprehensible. So if I ever say something that you don't understand, ask me, all right? Because, you know, I'm a scholar. We all come from somewhere. We can't help where we come from, but we can communicate. And then there are some churches that are just plain weird and controlling, and that's not good, although sometimes I like those churches, but if it's controlling and it's the wrong direction, you get out of there. But not all churches are like that. Sometimes they need to be corrected, and sometimes they are correctable. And some preach false doctrine not according to the Bible. Get out of there. So here is the scripture. So I didn't make this up. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Well, we'll start in 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and people, even the man Christ Jesus. So this is the point of it all. You can't dump out Jesus, and you can't dump out the other people who are gathered to Jesus. We need to be in that gathering. It says in the book of Hebrews not to forsake assembling of yourselves together, but also you just need other people to encourage you, to help you. Community is important, and especially when we don't have extended families, the church offers that. But the point of it, the head of the church is Jesus, and the primary witness to Jesus is the Bible. And so that's what is the plumb line, if you will, what we're going to judge by, the level, and that's Jesus. So if they're off that bead, then either correct it or throw it out, meaning to leave. So one of the very large churches in the world wants to tell you that you are saved by virtue of the sacraments and ordinances that they dish out. This is false, because here it says there is one mediator between man and God, even the man Christ Jesus. And so it is because verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Similarly, in Hebrews 9, it says that Jesus died once for all. He offered himself once and obtained salvation for all of us. Once is emphasized, Hebrews 9. Therefore, you can clearly know that it's not about your obedience to somebody's rule set nor is it about repeated rituals that offer you salvation. No, it's God's grace in Christ's death and resurrection, offered once for all of us. So, if somebody is trying to control you, or if somebody is interposing themselves between you and God, then you need to get away from that. And that's what a priest means. In other religions, and even in the previous covenant, the Old Testament, there were priests because people did not have access to God directly. But since Jesus came, and since the Holy Spirit came, we have access to God directly. So a correct Christian teacher is trying to put your hand into Jesus' hand. And so if they are trying to control you based on their confession and their, you have to confess to them, because that's a lot of control, or you have to take their sacraments and not, and take their interpretation of the Bible. No. So, of course, there is such a thing as sin. Of course, there is such a thing as teaching, and that's what pastors do. Pastors shepherd you and help you, but they are only under shepherds of Jesus. And so, that's the whole deal. And I don't want, I'm very concerned about people who have these other experiences, either abuse in the church for a false shepherd, or some sort of very strange idea about some sacrifice, either real blood or bloodless, repeated. That's not what saves you. It is not somebody's opinion. It is not somebody's ritual that saves you. Not ever at all. It is Jesus, his sacrifice once for all. And there are a lot of scriptures for that, but we're going to choose this one. 1 Timothy 2. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior. God is our Savior, who desires all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, even the man, Christ Jesus. So, if you were weirded out by some sort of strange ritual or abuse or on and on and on and on and on about sin, forget that. God is reaching out to you with a hand of grace. Grace doesn't mean anything if there is no sin. Well, okay, and that's another false picture of the church. I grew up in the Methodist church where it was none of this, no Bible, no sin, no nothing, maybe a little social justice, not a whole lot of that. So it was country club religion, and I, even when I was 10, I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I wanted something that was real, mentally satisfying, yes, but most importantly, spiritually satisfying. So here's what I'm saying. All of the church is not like the one that you have experienced or you have heard about. And any church is going to have its flaws. But the point is to put you in connection with Jesus, your hand into Jesus' hand, to help you hear from and follow the Spirit, to teach you the Word of God, and that's what we do. So we're welcoming you to our fellowship and our community. We're going to be real. We're going to be real people. And we're going to sit down and study the Bible, sit down and hear the Spirit together. So if you'd like that, put your name in the form or email me. Would love to hear from you. Pastor Sharon at JesusNameAustin.org.